Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 7. Worldwide Wars. 1. The intensification of armaments, the increase of police forces, are all essential for the completion of the aforementioned plans. What we have to get at is that there should be in all the states of the world, besides ourselves, only the masses of the proletariat, a few millionaires devoted to our interests, police and soldiers. 2. Throughout all Europe, and by means of relations with Europe, in other continents also, we must create ferments, discords and hostility. Therein we gain a double advantage. In the first place we keep in check all countries, for they will know that we have the power, whenever we like, to create disorders or to restore order. All these countries are accustomed to see in us an indispensable force of coercion. In the second place, by our intrigues, we shall tangle up all the threads, which we have stretched into the cabinets of all states, by means of the political, by economic treaties, or loan obligations. In order to succeed in this, we must use great cunning and penetration, during negotiations and agreements, but, as regards what is called the official language, we shall keep to the opposite tactics, and assume the mask of honesty and complacency. In this way the peoples and governments of the Goyim, whom we have taught to look only at the outside, whatever we present to their notice, will still continue to accept us as the benefactors and saviors of the human race. Universal War. 3. We must be in a position to respond to every act of opposition by war with the neighbors of that country which dares to oppose us. But if these neighbors should also venture to stand collectively together against us, then we must offer resistance by a universal war. 4. The principal factor of success in the political is the secrecy of its undertakings. The word should not agree with the deeds of the diplomat. 5. We must compel the governments of the Goyim to take action in the direction, favored by our widely conceived plan, already approaching the desired consummation, by what we shall represent as public opinion, secretly promoted by us through the means of that so-called great power, the press, which, with a few exceptions that may be disregarded, is already entirely in our hands.